from the farthest east of Eden, Adam Harwood, writes, "People are created by God for relationship, primarily with God, and secondarily with others. He has been in relationship with himself eternally, and, consistent with his relational nature, he created people for relationship with himself and others." 1. As John Hammett writes, "We are created for community." 2. God is without sin. He did not create sin, yet sin abounds. Since he did not create it, from where did it come? It emerges from deep recesses of the will of his created people. It is evidence of why the concept of free will should not be so easily dismissed. Sin is any corruption of God's creation. This shouldn't be a matter only for theologians to ponder, but rather the issue all of us ought to comprehend. This requires examination on a level many people will either avoid asking, or, simply, avoid confronting. Sin is inescapable and has been a permanent feature of man's condition for all of human history. Yet it's not permanent to our relationship to God and with God. Man's nature was made for God, and apart from God, a man misses his true identity. Sin creates loss, confusion, and chaos. It creates evil. Once, the national conversation revolved around the war on drugs, the war in Vietnam, and the war of the sexes. Those things not only shaped the conversation, but in many ways, shaped an entire generation and, ultimately, their descendants. From there, the change in attitudes, habits, and priorities was steady, and, it turns out, relentless. Even so, no one was preparing for the conversations we are having now. They're coming for your children. Historically, men dressing as women have been a feature of society for hundreds of years. During Shakespeare's lifetime, the role of Desdemona, the loving and devoted wife murdered by her husband in Othello, wasn't performed by a woman until 1660, some 60 years after he wrote the play. King Charles II eventually issued a proclamation to make it official after the first known performance by a woman. Later, the legendary actress, Sarah Bernhardt, played Hamlet in 1899, and Jessica D. Williams, in a literal role reversal, played Othello in 2020. Apart from the stage, cross-dressing was considered a social illness, a pathology, and derided as such in Western culture. 50 years ago, we used to laugh at Milton Berle because we knew it was wholesome fun, and he looked hysterical. The newsmakers of today are playing it for real. In fact, it's not play-acting at all, but something far more sinister. Unlike legitimate theater, we cannot, we must not, suspend disbelief. Words matter, it's been said, and when someone says something really sinister about our kids, it ought to send up distress flares. The transgender movement has become extraordinarily militant and aggressive. While there were some who warned us about this coming day, sadly, too many of us weren't listening. The Apostle Paul warned us. 24. Therefore God gave them up in the lusts of their hearts to impurity, to the dishonoring of their bodies among themselves. 25. Because they exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Romans chapter 1 verses 24-25 ESV. If we have seen the images of men out on the streets of major cities, stripped bare, painted, and chanting, "We are coming for your children," we are seeing men possessed. There is no other way to put it. We need to take them seriously, because there is no reason to believe they are just joking. 3. So, how is it that a sitting president can host such people at the White House, or draping the gay pride flag between the American flags, and declaring, "These are our kids. These are our neighbors, not somebody else's kids, they're all our kids"? Why would a governor veto a bill protecting children from transgender surgeries? Because they're coming for your children. It doesn't take a village to raise our children any more than it takes the village people. 4. That idea of community does not at all comport with the biblical model of community. The first community for anyone who is born on this earth is, or ought to be, a loving family. Absent a family, a biblically based community is difficult to find, and healthy relationships rarely develop. Therefore, the newborn will ultimately and inevitably suffer. Because sin is the unavoidable state of being for all humankind, a child without a healthy family will often suffer needlessly. But does sin necessarily result in evil? Evil is not created by God. Evil is the corruption of any and all things that God did create. We know that God created sex, and so it is good. Sexual sin, though, is widespread, and particularly so in this present generation owing to the ubiquity of available pornography, especially gay porn, which has loosened even further most moral restraints in mainstream entertainment, and now, social media sites have only exacerbated this. Only recently, has the phenomenon of transgenderism become such a potent threat to healthy families, because our children are, and always have been, its concluding target. The transition from good old-fashioned predation has moved from the child molester scouting for his victims outside the schoolyard to the public and privately funded clinics and hospitals. The new child molester now has the imprimatur of major corporate businesses for the benefit of diversity, equity, and inclusion. There are quite literally billions of dollars at stake in incentives. Identifying men as women using the term transgender is an utter corruption of the creation of sex, and this is the where evil part comes in. The terms leading to transgender were introduced into the English lexicon by Dr. John Money. Editor-in-chief for Redux, Anna Slatz. Pictured. Writes. Drive. John Money, a sexologist and psychologist from New Zealand who practiced at Johns Hopkins, is considered the first to coin the terms gender identity and gender role, describing the internal experience of sexuality and the social expectations of male and female behavior, respectively. These concepts are prominently featured in trans activism today and are used to bolster claims of gender fluidity. Five of these same claims are based on the so-called theories of an admitted pedophile. But worse, they have the political imprimatur of the ruling class in America and abroad to advance them as accepted science. However, European countries increasingly discourage automatic deference to a child's self-declarations while making long-term psychotherapy a prerequisite for transgender treatments. 6. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb a reward. Psalm chapter 127 verse 3. Our children are a gift and a blessing from God. We not only have the joy of it, but the moral imperative to revere His gift, to protect our children from evil. Because we are made in His image, we hardwired to willingly suffer the slings and arrows that are hurled at our children with our very lives. This is the hill on which we fight spiritual warfare. Because God has given only us, as parents, the ability to be the only parents our children have, not the state, or anyone else. 1. Adam Harwood, Christian Theology. Bellingham, Lexham, 2022, 302. 2. Hammett, Human Nature, 305. 3. Panrick, Hannah, Fox News, 2023, June 28. NBC report dragged over claim, "We're coming for your children" chant was used, for years, at Pride events. https://www.foxnews.com/media/nbc-report-dragged-over-claim-coming-your-children-chant-used-years-pride-events. 4. Wikipedia. 2023, June 27. Village People. https://en.wikipedia.org/wiki/village_people. 5. Slatz, Anna, Redux. 2022, January 24. The Disturbing History of Dr. John Money, Pro-Pedophile Sexologist Who Coined Term, Gender Identity. https://redux.info/john-money-the-pervert-who-invented-gender/. 6. Goldfarb, Grossman, New York Post, 2023, January 30. Even progressive Europe won't go as far as America in child transgender treatments. https://nypost.com/2023/01/30/even-progressive-europe-want-go-as-far-as-america-in-child-transgender-treatments/. Photo by Sage Friedman on Unsplash.